Welcome. In this lesson, you're going to learn a little more about why it's important to break up big systems into smaller ones and how to go about doing it so that they stay organized and keep you as productive as possible. And to illustrate the importance of this, I'll tell you a little story from my childhood. When I was a little kid, I liked to collect things, so action figures and coins and things like that. But my favorite thing to collect, like most kids growing up in the 80s and 90s, I think, was baseball cards. I absolutely loved them, and over time, I amassed a pretty big collection for a little kid, about 5,000 cards. And I never organized them. You know, they were just sitting in piles on the floor of my room, and it was starting to drive me crazy looking at the mess. Probably drove my parents crazy too. I had a birthday coming up, and my grandparents asked me what I wanted. So I told them that I wanted to finally organize my baseball cards. They took me to the local card and collector store, and I don't think those really exist anymore, but it was my favorite store as a kid. And the collector store had all kinds of boxes in, different sizes for me to choose from. And it just so happened that the biggest box that they offered could hold 5,000 baseball cards. You know, what a coincidence, right? And being about 12 years old and not realizing that, breaking big things up into little things is basically the key to progress and productivity, I immediately latched on to that big box. My grandparents, being much older and much wiser, knew exactly the mistake I was making, and they encouraged me to get a few smaller boxes instead. But, I was adamant, and it was my birthday, so they bought it for me. Well, I'm in my 30s now, and you know what? The baseball cards are still not organized. Oops. I guess the real birthday present was a kind of life lesson that, 12-year-old me couldn't fully appreciate at the time. But I'm glad that I had that experience because it helped me understand, how important it is to take big things and, break them up into smaller ones to avoid overwhelm. And this absolutely applies to systems and routines. So if there's, some work or some process that you're trying to organize with a system and it's really big and overwhelming, then you should take note here, because unless you're careful, you may end up with an equally big and overwhelming system to manage it. Or, more likely, you never systemize it at all because it's too much work to put together. You end up just trading one kind of overwhelm for another. And if you remember from an earlier lesson, we talked about a rule of productivity that states, all or nothing equals nothing. It's the idea that if you try to tackle everything at once, you won't get anywhere. If everything has to be perfect from the start, you probably won't even get started. So just by embracing that principle, you can see how much easier it is to build systems, one or two pieces at a time, and then build, more or, reorganize them later. If you do that, though, you may still end up with a big honking system, that's kind of hard to navigate. And that's why in this lesson, I'm encouraging you to break those big systems up into smaller subsystems that can be looked at and managed independently. At the end of the day, it doesn't really change the amount of work that you do, but it totally changes the amount of work you have to do at any one time, right? So it lessens it a lot. This can lead to really big gains because once things are, separated out a bit, they can be better organized, and it's a lot easier to focus and work on the parts independently. You know, I think it's more calming for your mind that way. You know, there's just less stress. A website or an application is another example that comes to mind right now. So some websites are really big and take a lot of code to work. In some cases, you know, hundreds of developers are writing more code for it every day. You know, it's just ever expanding. Now, technically, you need all the code, but the website also has a lot of pages, and some of the code is used on some of the pages, but not on others. If you put all the code that the entire website needs in, you know, one file, it would be enormous. And, you know, it probably wouldn't even load if you tried to visit it. Also, you know, the people working on it would have to wait a long time for the file to open just so they could edit it. And once they had the file open, they'd have to spend ages, you know, searching through it to find the part that they want to adjust. You know, they'd probably have to even add a lot of comments in the code just so they could find what they need, and that would make the file even bigger. And worse, you know, if they're not really careful, making an adjustment in one part of the file might mess things up in a different part. Basically, the whole system would be a giant, tangled up mess that no one could use or work on because there are just too many variables all in one place. So, how do the people managing these big websites solve this problem? You know, they need all the code, but they don't necessarily need it all in one place. What they do is break up all that code into pieces and store those pieces in different places where they're easily accessible if needed. Then, when they want to make, you know, a page appear on their website, they just create a new file and write some code that references just the bits that they need. And now they can find what they need to work on much easier as well. So maybe across the whole website, there are 100, you know, or even 100,000 different blocks of code needed to do, you know, everything that the website can do. But on the homepage, you know, all that's really needed is, you know, the logo and a few buttons that take you to different parts of the site. The file for the homepage could be as simple as writing a couple lines of code that just say, you know, get the logo and get the buttons and, you know, put them here. And there's a bank of code blocks, but you only need a few of them at any given time, so things move a lot faster because you only ever have to draw, you know, what you need from the bank. You know, speaking of banks, it's kind of similar to keeping a bank account, right? So you keep all your money in the bank, you know, where they organize it and keep it safe. Then you use, like, you know, your debit card to get little pieces of your money every time you need to buy a sandwich or, you know, fill your gas tank or buy groceries. You only access what you need when you need it. You can do the same thing with your own systems. So the work you do might be really complex and interconnected, right? But you don't have to try to keep everything about it in one place. And you don't have to try to build and perfect all of it at one time either. Instead, try breaking, you know, a big confusing system, try breaking it up into, you know, subsystems for each step. You know, you can keep a list of all those steps in one place, but make them really simple. Just have each step, you know, reference something or somewhere else where more information can be found. This ties in with the previous lesson about, you know, documenting your systems. So let's say you run a retail store, and every night you need your staff to follow a process to make sure that the store is closed, you know, properly. They need to, you know, clean up, clear out the cash register, organize some things, et cetera, et cetera. I don't actually know how to run a retail store. And maybe, you know, the steps involved are different on different days. Maybe you get a delivery on Wednesday afternoons or something that, you know, needs to be handled in a specific way. Or maybe some other process needs to be followed on Fridays. To make things even more complicated, you know, you have different staff with different levels of knowledge all working on different days. And the way the steps, you know, in the closing process are completed is really important. So you can't rely on everyone to just know exactly what to do at any given time. So rather than trying to capture all of that information in one place, you could break it down into, you know, different pieces and reference what you need to streamline it and, you know, make it easier for you to work on and for everyone else to follow. You could, for instance, have, you know, one little flowchart that says, you know, what day is it? And then direct your team to a checklist that is specifically for that day. So you have a little bank of checklists, and that flowchart sends people to the right one at the right time. Then that checklist just says, you know, here are the 10 things to do to close the store. But each of those 10 steps references a set of instructions in a binder that's, you know, behind the register. In that binder, you keep a set of instructions for how to do each task on all of your checklists. That binder is your, you know, bank of instructions. There might be 30 or 40 sets of instructions, but only 10 or so will be used on, you know, any given day. Well, now you have a three-layer system that can get anyone to all the information that they need, you know, in order to succeed as quickly as possible. All someone has to do is look at the flowchart to figure out, you know, what checklist to use. Then they reference, you know, the right set of instructions for each item on the checklist so that they do everything correctly. You know, at the base of the system is a binder full of tons of information, but no one has to learn all of it all at once. They can, you know, they only have to learn what's relevant for them at the time that is relevant. This makes things a lot simpler for everyone. You know, and maybe you're thinking, yeah, simpler for everyone but me. And if you're thinking that, I'd remind you of, you know, of two things. First, think of how much simpler your life will be once there's a system that gets everyone the information they need exactly when they need it, and you don't have to train people anymore or, you know, answer the same questions over and over or, you know, deal with the problems that come when the process isn't followed properly because, you know, someone doesn't even realize that they're doing something wrong. Second, remember that, you know, all or nothing equals nothing. You don't have to build something like this all at once. You can do it, you know, over time as needed. Since the different pieces of the system all live in their own little place now, it's easy to find and work on the parts, you know, that you need to whenever you want. And since the system is now modular, you can take your time because you can work on one piece without disrupting, you know, all the other pieces. Your system is now faster, better, and stronger. So, you know, go ahead and think about what, you know, big, overwhelming systems in your life could benefit by breaking them up into smaller ones that work, you know, together. Think about how the system itself really wants to be organized. You know, how could you divide things up so that you only have to look at or use what you need without wasting time, you know, wading through everything else to find what you want. When you're done with that, I'll see you in the next lesson.